Page two, permits.
Morning, Commissioner and Commission members. This morning we have four what we refer to as page two projects. Those are projects with values in excess of $500,000 for which staff has conducted a public interest review. We received no objections or opposition to any of the projects, and we are recommending approval. With that, I will read the project description for each one. The Department of the Navy is requesting authorization to install approximately 2,220 linear feet of sewer force main beneath the York River by directional bore and 200 linear feet by the open cut method to facilitate replacement of the existing sewer force main servicing Pier R3 at Naval Weapons Station Yorktown in York County. Item 2B, Cobbs Marina is requesting authorization to rehabilitate their existing marina to remove and replace existing fixed piers and associated mooring pilings to include a 424-foot long by 10-foot wide floating pier with a 620-foot L-head platform, a 364-foot long by 8-foot wide floating pier with a 1,050-square-foot T-head platform, a 251-foot long by 8-foot wide floating pier, and a 400-foot wide by L-head platform, resulting in the creation of 67 permanent slips and 7 temporary mooring spaces, and to mechanically dredge approximately 10,995 cubic yards of state-owned submerged land during a one-time dredge event to achieve maximum navigable depths of 8.5 feet at mean low water for the majority of the Marina Basin and to a depth of 6.5 feet mean low water adjacent to an existing boat ramp at their facility at 4524 Dunning Road, situated on Little Creek in the city of Norfolk. In this case, the dredge material will be offloaded on-site into sealed dump trucks and transported to the Higgerson Buchanan Dredge Material Disposal Pit in Chesapeake. In this case, staff recommends approval with a one-time royalty payment of $4,947.75 for the dredging of 10,995 cubic yards of material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2C, Vane Marine Terminal, LLC, requests authorization to remove 25 existing deteriorated timber dolphins and replace those dolphins with approximately 18 three-pile or four-pile open-ended steel-pile dolphins with rubber facing installed immediately adjacent to the location of the timber pile dolphin to be removed adjacent to their property at 3950 Burton's Point Road, situated on the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Portsmouth. And the fourth item, item 2D, Department of the Navy, requests authorization to install an 8-inch steel submarine cable conduit by directional drilling from the NAS Oceana Dam Neck Annex under the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean to a point approximately 6,000 feet channeled of mean low water with coordinates 75 degrees, 55 minutes, 56 seconds west longitude and 36 degrees, 45 minutes, 53 seconds north latitude in Virginia Beach. The conduit will terminate in a flanged end cap flush with the seafloor at a depth of approximately 28 feet, and this is in an effort to maintain seafloor cable systems that provide essential oceanographic data for the Commander Undersea Surveillance Mission of the Navy. With any question, or if you have any questions, I or members of my staff will try. Any
questions for Mr. Watkinson? Seeing none, any comments on any of these four proposals from the public? Seeing none, thank you, Tony. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Schick?
Move that we pass these as read.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve items 2A through 2D. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.